In Truman, right, Truman has this relationship with Shabbos and with Hotzah in particular that that sort of leads us in an interesting predicament, right? Because on the one hand, Truman seems to be very strongly connected to Hotzah, and on the other, it seems to be like a totally independent law. Okay, so that's part of our question. Now, on a methodological level, one of the things we want to do when trying to figure out how stuff works is we want to know really two key things. Okay, we want to know what Aaron used to call the Hekef Hadin and the Ofi Hadin, right? The parameters, the extent, what is included in this din, right? What are the particulars of its application? And by shaping out its particulars, right, that also helps us figure out what is the nature of the din itself, right? Why is it? What is it? Why are we chayiv to do this? What is the din in its nature? Right? And a large part of figuring that out is actually seeing where it applies. And ironically, the best way to figure that out is often by analyzing the extreme cases. Right? You find like the wackier cases, the weirdest cases, right? And you say, if we stretch it all the way out to here, can we bring it all the way out to here? Because what that allows us to do is analyze, right, independent elements without the others. Right? Let's say, you can have something constructive without it being created, right? So when it came to malachos, what we said was, when you come to Hotzah, which is ironically like the least malacha-ish of all the malachos included in the Lamedat Malachot, we saw that, right, that gave us this idea of potentially having malacha that's constructive without being creative. Right? It's about something that, creates a certain toelas, even without it creating a new object, being something that creates something new, right? But it's constructive. It furthers a certain end, and when it's when that's important enough and central enough, that could be considered a malacha as well. Okay. Now within Hotzah, right? Perhaps Truman, is sort of like the extreme case or the extreme application of that concept of Hotzah. Right. Let's say we're not dealing with Hotzah in terms of, moving an object from one Rishus to another, right? But what about having a person go really, really far away, right? On the constructive level, right? That's, the ability to travel we saw was definitely something significant and valuable. Right? On the other, there's no object that's being changed. There's no object that you're interacting with, right? We know that it's not going to get you skila. So what, what is it, right? And by understanding like the Hekef and the Ofi of Truman, we can then apply that both to Hotzah and also to Shabbos as a whole. Okay, so diving into the Makoros, right, what we saw is the following, right? We know that that the Gemara basically says that, al yitze ishmim komo applies both to Truman, if you think Truman is Doraisa, and it applies simultaneously to Hotzah, right? Al yitze ishmim komo, al yotzi ishmim komo. So the Rambam, responding to Rav Daniel HaBavli, I believe, so he says, Rav Daniel HaBavli says, how can you say that, traveling on a boat is mutar on Shabbos? So the Rambam says, v'ata b'nei adam, kuchem chachamim, mikem o she'inam chachamim, ech yitachin lihiyot tchumid de'oraita, al p'nei mayim. And I said, hello, how could you possibly think that Truman is Daraisa in the ocean or in the water? Shelo tirdov bo kaf regel, where people don't walk. V'hu karmelis. It's a karmelis, says the Rambam. V'hein ha-naharos kulam v'hamayim bein hayu mu'atin bein rabim karmelis v'atilto b'hen afilu be'elef mil amnam hu asr midrabanan. The Rambam says back, it's a karmelis, right? So v'choshekin shezel lo yale bedaz barbi rav, no intelligent human being, who's ever learned any Torah, could ever have thought barbi rav dechad yoma, who's ever learned Torah for a single day, right? Sheyia b'halicha b'mayim iser tchumin dal reisa. No one thinks that like swimming or going in the water would count as tchumin dal reisa, says the Rambam, well, tchumin dal reisa. Mimachni rishus harabim. He says, guys, we learned tchumin from Machane Yisrael, and Machane Yisrael is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So obviously, in the ocean, there can't be tumin. Right, they say, if you were doing, you know, Dalet Amos and Rosh Hasharabim with a roof on it, you know, it has every other thing about Rosh Hasharabim, but it's got a roof. Says, if there's water, then it's not Domel Machane Israel. And walking in the water or going on a boat in the water is obviously not going to be included in Tchumen, right? Okay, so he says, oh, you know, in a chenami, if it's within Asara Tvachim, so then it'll be Asur Midrabanan, you know, but of course it's only an Asur Midrabanan if it's within 10 Tvachim of the ground. Right? But imu lumala me'asara, v'ye bo isur misafik, oshia yam v'ye motel chatchila lumala me'asara, v'isur Midrabanan lumati me'asara, in Ace Bar, Shalicha, Pnehamayim, wrote alone, the Mala Masara, Mutu the Hatkila, Lois Bata, Itla, Boiser Klau. And he continues. And then he says, if it's a suffix, then it's a suffix there, Abanan. So the Rambam says, oh, Tchumen, you know, obviously only apply in Rosh Hasharabim. It couldn't apply in the ocean, because that's a caramelist. Right? But that's fascinating, because Man de Karshime, you know, who's ever said that Tchumen only applies in Rosh Hasharabim, right? Rambam, in terms of the Rambam Shita, is extra peculiar, right? Because what did the Rambam say? The Rambam said last week, what's the nature of the Isser? The Isser is Yitzia Chutz La'ir, right? You're supposed to stay in your city for Shabbos. Going outside of your city, you know, is Isser. So why should I care where the Chutz La'ir is, right? It's very peculiar, right? It says the Chasam Sofer, nearly Tuchan Kavanaso, the Kiva de Me'al Yitz Ishmim Komo Yalfin on Travaihu, Tchumen VeHotza. Since we learn both Tchumen and Hotza from Al Yitz Ishmim Komo, E Efsher Lacho Zachavel Betrain Rashin. You can't pull the rope from both heads, right? You can't eat your cake and have it too. Kiva de Mimakom Dekra Leinian Hotza Misparish Makom Kein Digle Hamad Bar Lafuke Karmos VeChadome. So the Chasam Sofer says, backs it off a little bit, and he says, it's not really that you need it to be a Rosh Hasharabim Doraisa, right? I mean, you do, but not because it needs to be a place where you'd be chayv in Hotza, but rather, it needs to be a, just like we learned, right, we're taking this one pasuk of Ayyei Tzeish Mim Komo, and we're saying it has two parallel applications. Right, to the Gavra and to the Chafza. So the Chafza is Hotza, the Gavra is Tchumen. And when it comes, and there, since by the Chafza, it has to be Doma to Digli Hamidbar, by the Gavra, it has to be as well. Right? So the Chasam Sofer's answer is basically, you know, you can't pull the rope from both ways. So since you can't, you know, if you were to do both, you know, both, so treat it as Al Yetze and give it one set of, you know, definitions, and a yotzi, and give it a different set of definitions, then you're not using it consistently. So you have to say that there's some sort of common denominator in terms of the definitions that it's using. All right, so the Chasam Sofer basically backs you off a little bit from saying that there's a direct connection between the two, right? He's not saying, oh, there's a fundamental common denominator, right? He's saying, oh, they're you know, the same pasuk is doing both. So clearly they must be using similar terms and similar definitions, right? They must be applying in similar contexts, okay?
How does that not imply a fundamental parallel if you're using the same language for both of them?
Okay, yeah, exactly. So right, on one hand, you kind of need to say that there's some common denominator, because otherwise there's going to be something going on there if you're using the same pasuk. But I think what the Chasam Sofer is going to say is like, look, the Torah tells you it in ambiguous language. It tells me, you know, darsheni, you know, for both. But at the end of the day, right, they're starting off from the same, you know, raw material, and they're dealing with the same context, but they're teaching you two separate dinim about the same context. Okay? It's sort of like I say, oh, I'm going to, you know, we're talking about papayas. I'm going to tell you two different dinim about papayas. You know, one is, you know, papayas, you can eat that, you know. And number two is like, papayas, if you throw them at somebody, they go splat really nice, You know, they're not necessarily right. They're both based on the fact that you have a papaya, but I'm telling you two separate dinim about papayas. So the Chasam Sofer is basically saying for the Rambam, you have Machane Yisrael, you have, you know, the city and the outskirts outside of the city and the midbar and you know, all these this area, right? You have this context on Shabbos. There are here two different dinim that apply to the context that you operate in on Shabbos. Right. So it's a very good question. You're right. Meaning that's definitely not the material. I think what the Chasam Sofer is afraid of saying, or you know, he's consciously avoiding saying, is that there's a common denominator in terms of them being one fundamental din that's, you know, that has two different applications. Right? He's saying, oh, you have this one context, and there are two dinim that apply to this context. But you're totally right, right? I mean, the natural assumption is to say there's a common denominator. Okay, why wouldn't you want to say that it's really one connected din? So we have the following problem. Okay. Figuring out why the Rambam's shita on this is very, very puzzling, because the Rambam on the one hand says that Hotza Mirshus L'Rishus is a malacha me'avos malachahi, v'afu pi shedavar zeh kol gufei Torah mipi Moshe mi'sinai, harei omru ba'Torah, ish ish al yasu od malacha l'trumas ha'kodesh, v'ikalei ha'am me'havi. Right? He says, stop doing malacha, right? And the people stop bringing stuff. So you see that bringing stuff is considered a malacha. Alamata shahava malacha kore la'osa, right? That's the sugi we did ages ago. V'chein lamanu mipi ha'shmua, shamavir b'rishos ha'rabim, mitchilas arba l'sof arba, harehu kimmozi m'rishos l'shos v'chai. Okay. Right, so Hotza is learned out from v'yikaleha me'avi, ayasu od malacha l'trumas ha'kodesh. However, right, in Erevin, the Rambam says, kishem sh'asol atitz chotz l'tchum b'shabes, kach asol atitz b'yom to... Oh, one second, I forgot that I didn't put down the pasuk. For Erevin, right? But we remember the pasuk for Erevin is Al Yete Ishmim Koma, right? However, the Rambam in Shkagos says that if you are imotau vahoru va'amru muto lahotzi mershus l'rishus chayev, even if Bezdin says that you can do hotza, right? Then you're going to be pater, you're going to be chayev. We wouldn't bring a parhelim davar shol tzibur because it's a davar hamufurish bakra. Shenemar al yite ish mim komo. Right? So the Rambam in Shkagos is saying that al yite means hotza and not just tchumen. Right? So in one place the Rambam said, no, right? In Shabbos, in Erevin, the Rambam says that tchumen comes from al yite, hotza comes from al yasu od malacha, right? And they're two separate psukim. The Rambam in Chicago says that al yitzei means hotza. Right? So the Rambam again is saying that, oh, you know, that hotza is a guf, bifnei atzmo, and therefore, and that comes from al yitzei ishmim komo. But in Shabbos and Erevin, the Rambam says al yitzei is talking about tchumen, and vayikalei ha'amehavi is talking about hotza. Right, so the Rambam in one place seems to say, "Oh yeah, they're coming from separate psukim, and then they're two separate dinim." And but in Shkagos, it sounds like he's saying they're coming from the same pasuk. Okay, that's number one. What's one way to figure this out? Okay, we have this question, right? Are we saying that tchumen and hotza, we could say, right, they have, right, their common denominator. What? What is that?
Nothing.
You could say that they have a common denominator, or you could say, right, they have a common context. Right, this is what the Chatam Sofer was going for. Right, you can't pull the rope from both ends. If you're using the same pasuk to learn two different things, you have to say that, you know, they have to have some similarities, but those similarities could simply be, right, that they're both dealing with, right, the area in which you keep, you know, keep Shabbos, and your relationship to your movement in them, right? They're two separate dinim that apply to the same context, right? But they're separate dinim, right? They're just applying to two, to the same context, to the same, you know, to the same chefza, kibiyachol, right? You have a chefza of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hasharabim, the city outside the city, right? The Torah tells me two things about it, right? Al Yetze and Al Yotze, right? Don't, or you have Al Yetze, right? And you have Al Yotze, right? And okay, and there are two separate dinim, right, that have no, that really aren't connected. On the other hand, we could say fundamentally that there's one common denominator, right, and out of that comes two, you know, two dinim, right? It includes both chotza and tchumen. Right, inside one nice, you know, nice bracket. And then it happens to be that, you know, from this, you have two dinim, which is, you know, you have hotza and you have tumen, and they obviously are different, right? They're coming from this common denominator. What would be a good way to check this? Right? So, conceptually speaking, yeah, what do you guys, what do you want to say, something?
You could see where they're parallel and where they're distinct and try and.
Yeah. Right? For, and what did I put in the Goros?
Yontif.
Exactly. Very good. Right? You can see whether they're parallel, whether they're distinct. When do they, right? If they have a common denominator, I would assume, right, that they'll apply, right, to the same general ideas, the same general times, right? The only question is whether or not, you know, what the dinim are different, but if they come from a common denominator, then Yontif, they should both apply on Yontif, or they both should not apply on Yontif, right? If you think that they're two, they have a common context, right? But they don't necessarily, they're not necessarily fundamentally the same. So then I can argue, oh, you know, maybe Al-Yotzi applies on, you know, on Shabbos, but not on Yontif. But maybe Tumen, right? Maybe Tumen doesn't apply on Yontif, but Hotza does. Or the opposite, right? Hotza doesn't apply on Yontif, and maybe Tumen does. Right? Because there's really two separate things. They're just applying to similar, coming on a similar context. Okay. So what do they, you know, what do the Rishonim actually say? So here, right, once again, things get a little tricky. Because the Rambam says, Kishem she'asur latzis chutz l'tchum b'shabbes, ha'ach asur latzis b'yom tov u'b'yom ha'kipurim. U'kishem she'amotzi mershus l'shos b'shabbes chayiv, ha'ach amotzi mershus l'shos b'yom ha'kipurim chayiv. Okay, so just like it's usher did, tchumen applies on Shabbos and on Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur, and hotza applies on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, but not on Yontif. Right? Aval b'Yom Tov mutar lahotzi mershos l'shos. Lefikach ma'arvin eruv v'chatzeros mishtatvin levalos b'Yom Kippurim k'Shabbos. Ma'arvin eruv tchumen Yom Kippurim l'Yom Tov k'derech shemarvin l'Shabbos. Okay, so the Magid Mishnah basically says, yeah, Tumen are the same on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur and Yom Tov, like Shabbos, but Hotza doesn't apply to Yontif, right? Because of the Shita of Beis Hillel of Mitoch Shochol Tzarech Chotronami Shalol Tzarech by Hotza, right? In Erev Hotza li Yom Tov. Okay, however, he points out the Rashba argues, and the Rashba thinks that actually Hotza applies to Yontif as well, right? In a chenami, you could have a lot of reasons why it'd be mutter to be metaltel on yantif. But, right, because as long as there's tzorech yantif, it's okay to be metaltel. But if there's no tzorech, says the Rashba, you actually can't be metaltel. Now, how often is that going to actually matter, right? You're not necessarily going to have so many nafgaminas because very often if you're carrying something, it's because you actually want to use it on yantif, right? Generally, you try to avoid schlepping stuff around unless you're going to actually use it. So it's not such a huge nafkamina, right? But conceptually, it's very important because according to the Rashba, Hotza applies entirely to Yontif, right? And therefore, and Tchumen obviously apply as well. But for the Rambam, it sounds like Tchumen apply to Yontif, but not Hotza, right? Okay, so therefore what? Right? According to that, what are you going to say?
Seems like the Rambam says that there are separate tzinim.
Right. Right? If you think, right, or that al yotzi, that hutzah, apply, doesn't apply to yantif, right? But tchumen, on yantif, does apply. Actually, this is not so clear. That's not a good parallelism. Right? On Yom Tov, it does apply, right? That would imply that there's fundamentally two separate dinim that happen to have some sort of common denominator, not a common denominator, a common context, but there's two separate dinim, right? And this is what it sounds like in the Rambam, right? And that's how the Magen Mishnah understands him. Right, so this is Magen Mishnah. Say here. Okay, however, right. The Shagas Aryeh says, you know, Isol Kadaitan, the Inbo Isser Hotsa, Isser Tchumin, Nami Lo Nahig Bey, the Habahatalia. And I'm kind of skipping through, but the Shagas Aryeh says, no. If you have no Isser Hotsa, then you obviously don't have Isser Tchumin, right? They're fundamentally the same, or fundamentally coming from the same place. So if you don't have, if there's no Tchumin, then there can't be Hotsa. Right? That's Shagas Aryeh. Right? You can't have one without the other. It's just not possible. Right? And if you look at the Ma'aseh Nisim of Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, he says, you asked me how come the Rambam thinks that there's Tchumin on Yantif, but, oh, why don't you count Tchumin as a separate mitzvah? Lo yechayiv shiyum an iser Tchumin gam kim biyom kippur miyom tov. Who amar kshim sha'asolatei zlchutz l'tchum b'shabes kach asar b'yom tov v'b'yom kippurim v'lo bar ki ze ikara midaraisa v'ikara ze midarabanan hashuva t'miya ki kanis b'moach bal seichel ki iser tchumen b'yom tov v'yom kippurim min ha-Torah. Shmack, all the Maimonidean family had just like very harif languages, you know? You ask them a question, they're like, would any, you know, like, any intelligent individual ever ask such a question? They never even say that. It's never like, you know, intelligent individual. Does anyone with a brain in their head think that like Isser Tchumen be Yom Tov or Yom Kippur could be min haTorah? Im hayos lashon hakasav hanilman mimenu Isser Tchumen hu al yete ish mimkomo biyom hashvii. He's like, the Lord our God, King of the universe, said, thou shalt not leave thine place on the seventh day, right? Which is not Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'amr zechon alam v'racha, Shem sha'azor latzeis chutzot chum b'shabes kach aser b'yom tov v'yom kippurim lo yechayv mimenu lahashos madregos ha'iser v'heskem ha'pinosav. It's not, doesn't mean that they're the same. Aval klalos ha'iser b'vad v'af ki nechlaf b'pinosav ki ikar k'tzaso midaraisa k'tzaso midarabanan. So on Shabbos is tarayt and yom tov and yom kippur it's just an iser darabanan. Right? The chule. Okay, so he says, like, Pasha, like, I don't know where you got, what planet you're from. Right? He says, obviously, says Rabbi Rambam, when my father said that, you know, that it applies, you know, it's because, you know, it's doesn't apply at all, you know, because it's all the Rabbanan, right? He says, you know, it's only been Rabbanan. Tchumen is on Tchumen. The Yom Tov is only the Rabbanan, right? Of course it's the Rabbanan. How can it be Doraisa if Hotza is a Mutter on Yom Tov, right? It's inconceivable. Our Sicilian friend, right? Not just like, you know, how could it have been a person with a Mach Barosha conceive of such a thing? Okay? Shagas Aryeh and the Rajba both say it's that both are Doraisa, right? Tchumen and Har Hutsa are Doraisa. Okay, so they say that they're the same. The only difference is that they're saying that it's Doraisa on both, right? And Rambam saying, yeah, according to, but according to my, you know, Rambam Shita, then they're both, that Hotza is Mutaranyan. Truman also is Mutaranyan. It's only Darabanan. Okay? So the Magid Mishnah says, oh yeah, the Rambam clearly thinks, and the Pashas of the Rambam is, that there's no Isser of Hotza, but there is an Isser of Truman. Right? The Rambam and Rambam says, of course not, you know. That's absolutely impossible. Okay.
Yeah. How does the Shagazari explain the Heter Hotza on Yantiv then? If he says that.
Yeah, so he's not talking within. He's talking about the riff. But I think he would, you know, he's talking about the riff there. He's not talking about within the Rambam.
So, I mean, does the riff hold it? Meaning, if you hold it, it's motzer to be motzi on Yantiv, how could you, and you hold it to the same din, how could you say that's Kohen is the right on Yantiv?
So I think he doesn't. He says not a motzer to be motzi on Yantiv. I'll look at it for one.
Okay, fine.
He says basically, that on Yantiv you need an heir of Truman, and you would have a problem of Hotza. Yeah, you need Shita from both. Lemaisa, you could do mostly. You could carry because it's because of Mitoch. So as long as it's with Tzorach Yantiv, you know how to do the Malacha. Lemaisa, in terms of the actual cases, you have very few cases. You know, you have very few cases where it had to be really pointless in order for it to actually be Yasser, on Yantiv, to do Hotza. As long as it's Tzorach, then it's Mutter. Right?
They say, like, you know, Ekronit, it's really Yasser Deraisa, but, like, we have this Heter of Hotza for Ochon Avesh, and therefore Mitoch, and therefore, even though it's Yasser Deraisa, really the case of Hotza itself is Mutter.
Exactly. Right. That's what Rashi says. And that, I think that's actually might be how we paskin. I'm not sure how we paskin on that one. Right? The Rambam says, oh, when it comes to Hotza, it's not just that we hold Mitoch. It's there's this din of in ear of a hotza liyantif, and it's just like even shalol tzarech. It's like base. It's really mutter. Or you know, the Ram has very like you know expansive like oh hotza is basically always mutter on yantif because we want you to be able to have a good you know to like have a relaxed time and like if you have to suddenly start worrying about hotza, it's just like very you know it's kamisha yada vasura salav, right? So it's very confining. Which is exactly kind of the point, right? But on Yantif, we don't want you to feel confined. Okay, so that's one more thing. The Rashi says, oh, you know, talking about a question of when you can leave. There's a din that you're supposed to stay overnight after you do Aliyah L'Regel. So Rashi says, must be it's dealing with Cholamoid, right? The Ilubiyom Tov Tchuman is Raster. You're not allowed to travel outside of Tchuman you know, on Yantiv. But Rashi assumes, as a Pasha, that Truman applies on Yantiv. Okay? All right. So, like this. Number two, and one other question, is, you know, let's take 1 second pause here. Okay. What about the following? Okay? So far we've seen, right, is it going to, you know, are you going to be able to apply Truman in cases where you don't have Hotza? And the Rambam sounds like you could split between them. The Rambam says that's inconceivable, right? The Rambam in the Yad says, oh, you know, Al Yetze Ish Memkomo applies to Truman, but it also, in Hilchos Shkagos, he says it also applies to Hotza, right? But he also has a separate pasuk for Hotza in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, he gives a separate pasuk for Hotza, separate pasuk for Truman, and then in Shkagos, he uses the pasuk of Truman for Hotza. Okay? So the Rambam is really the king of giving us mixed messages here. Right? He's trying to give us mixed messages. Okay. Now, one more question, which is, would we consider Truman to be a malacha? Right? If Truman is Daraisa, is it a malacha? Right? So it's obviously not one of the Lamites, but you know, is it a type of malacha? Is it included in the concept of malacha? So the Prichadash is very bothered by this. He doesn't come to a clear solution. He says, look, you know, some people want to say that we wouldn't import from Yantif to Shabbos anything that's not really a malacha. And therefore, maybe Mechamer would not apply to Yantif. Because Mechamer might not be a malacha. Would not be considered malacha. So he says, but we kasha tuva al zeh, yetziya chutzot chum b'yantif. The b'shabes mafkin on la mikra the yitzayish mikomo biyom hashvi umalacha lo mikri. Right? It's not part of lo tasa malacha. It's part of ayitzayish mikomo. So it sounds like it's its own din. Ve'imkein mehechetesi isura biyantif. If you think that we only import malachos to yantif from Shabbos, right? The yantif says lo tasa kol malacha. And we import from there for that from Shabbos. So then how do we know that Tchumen are Asar on Yantif? Unless you say that we import everything. Right? So he's a little bit, he says, like, I don't chap. Like, how can you, you know, how can we have this, you know, school of thought that thinks that we only import things that are malacha from Shabbos to Yantif if we clearly import Tchumen? Right? So one option is just to say, yeah, well, we only import Tchumen midrabana, right? But he thinks that it's clearly Daraisa. So what's pshat, right? Why are we importing Tchumen if it's not a malacha as opposed to everything else? So one thing you could say is that it is a malacha, right? Maybe in a chanami it's a malacha, right? Maybe Tchumen is actually a bona fide malacha. Why would you say Tchumen is a malacha? Right? Yeah, exactly, right? It's somehow, if it has this common denominator with malacha sotza, so even though it's not a malacha of the lama tasavos malacha, it's not going to get you skila and kares, right? But it's, it comes from the concept of hotza, of malacha, right? It's an extension of one of the lama tasavos malacha, where it's a relative, you know, a twin, not an evil twin, but like a more benevolent twin, because I guess it only gets you a lav instead of kares. So, and Stila. So it's a more benevolent twin of one of the Lama Tasavos Malacha. So maybe it is a Malacha, right? However, right, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, L'Rabbi Akiva, Shesover Chilul Shabbos, She'en Chayavan Alzdono Kareis, Val Shigas Ochatas, V'hu Al Isr Tchumen, V'fisha Isr Tchumen L'Rabbi Akiva De Oraisa. So he says, when we were in that Gemara in Klal Gadol, which we will, you know, hopefully be switching to very soon, and we said that you could be chayiv 39 malach of 39 chataos, even according to Reish Lakish, who thinks that you actually need to know something about Shabbos, but not know about the malachos in order to be mechayiv for all of them, right? Because if you know about it, then you can't be chayiv for it, because that's mazid. But if you don't know anything, then you don't know enough to be know to have shigya Shabbos. So he said, tchumen alib derbi kiva. So says the Rambam, yeah. Tchumen alibi de Rabbi Akiva, that only were, why? Because Rabbi Akiva thinks that Tchumen is a malacha, right? L'fisha isra Tchumen de Rabbi Akiva is a daraisa, and it's like a malacha. V'achacham omrim isra Tchumen de Rabbanan, v'eimen koronos al chilol, right? They don't call it a chilol. V'einam koron chilol ela malachos bilvad shal chayavin al zon karis v'ashe gasam chatas. The Rabbanan hold that Tchumen is not a chilol, it's not malacha, right? Kiva thinks that Tchumen is Chilul Shabbos, it's like a malacha, and the Rabbanan hold that it's not, right? And the halacha is like the Chum. And then elsewhere, if you put it together with the other parish of Mishnayis, where Rabbi Akiva said that, where the Rambam said, according to Rabbi Akiva, Tchumen has a sheer Doraisa, and we passing like Rabbi Lazar that it's Doraisa, but it doesn't have a sheer Doraisa. Then what's the Rambam saying? Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lazar about whether or not Alpai Mama is Doraisa is essentially a machlokas of whether or not Tchumen is a malacha or is not a malacha. Right? So the Rambam thinks that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a malacha, but according to Rabbi Lezer, it's not a malacha. So what's pshat then?
Pshat is that it's not a malacha.
Okay. So it's not a malacha, right? But what's its relationship to Hotza?
Could you say that it's like, meaning you could say this side of like it has a similar context, not necessarily the same din, but because it's a similar context, it's also the kind of thing that you're going to want to learn out the yantiv? I don't know, meaning like, we already said there are some dinim that are going to be the same because they're from the same pasuk. So why is a yantiv one of those dinim that's the same?
I think because the pasuk that we're talking about says, Ayetze Ishmin Komo Biyama Shvi. So it's like, it's not really the sort of thing that I would say, it should apply to Yantif. Adrab, I would say that neither should apply to Yantif. Let's say neither should apply to Yantif. All right. I mean, I'm supposed between them. Mm-hmm. We say Tchumen, but no Hotza. So that just seems to be like a pile of paradoxes. Okay. One last potential you know, potential area of, you know, of interest is, you know, like our standards again. It's really back to the original, but a different application, right? Just remember the Abrein Ephraim and the Rav Yah argue about, let's say you have a Rosh Hasharabim that goes through the walls of the city, do we still consider it Dalet Amos for Tchumen, right? The Abrein Ephraim says, well, if it's, you know, if it's not a Rosh Hasayache, then obviously we wouldn't consider it to be one Dalet Amos for Tchumen. And the Rav Yah says, no, like, you know, Ha'lechu Dekai v'Ha'lechu Dekai. One is a din of Dira, and one is a din in Rishuyos. You know, it could be one type of Rishus, but still be a single unified Dira, right? It's still one habited area, independent of whether or not it's Rishayach or Sarabin, right? Okay, so again, right, the Rambam seemed to come out and say, oh, it has to be a Rishus Harabim in order for a Tumen to apply, right? So I would have said, oh, your Rabbeinu Ephraim is the one who's saying that they're joint, and Rav Yah is saying that they're separate. But the Rambam is, you know, who splits them by Yontif, seems to think that they're, you know, that they're joined, right? The Rambam's applying the same Hagdaros. Okay, so the Rambam definitely leaves us in a pickle. And I think the first thing that we have to acknowledge is that that's really geschmack. Because, you know, I'm saying, like, you know, we pout about Rambams, and he's like, oh, you know, the Rambam has like a very geschmack brisker verb, right? And sometimes you're like, okay, maybe. And on the other hand, you're like, not necessarily. Like, why do we have to say all those brisker? I mean, the brisker one just is geschmack, but, you know, who says that's what the Rambam's thinking? The Rambam here is clearly, you know, in the Sugya also, right? The Rambam's clearly trying to say something very complex here. Right, the Rambam is clearly trying, you know, combining or really sees Tumen and its relationship to Otzah as something that, yeah, that really, you know, that really, you know, mixes between these different, you know, these different levels. Yeah. All right.
I don't remember exactly, but isn't the Rambam even more complicated that we're getting into? Because I remember learning with Yair that, like, when we're talking about Yom Kippur, there's some sort of exemption that, like, doesn't work the same way as Yontif worked, and I think it was actually stricter by Otzah than Tchumen or something.
I don't remember this.
Yeah? No, it wasn't telling you about... We definitely were doing something.
Okay, yeah.
Never mind. I don't remember this. Yom Kippur.
It was talking about Yom Kippur also, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Rambam thinks that there's no... that there is hotza on Yom Kippur, right?
That there is hotza, but no tchumen.
The Rambam also says tchumen by Yom Kippur.
Okay, right? Forget it.
Not by Yom Kippur.
I don't remember.
There was something tricky about that. Yeah, the Rambam said that. Well, the Rambam says that by Yontif there's no hotza, right? But that's peculiar because the Rambam should say by Yontif. By Yom Kippur, that since Yom Kippur is really Yontif, that it should have no Hotzah either.
Right.
If you say Mitoch, so you could say, well, there's no Mitoch on Yom Kippur. But if you say that Hotzah doesn't apply, then you shouldn't be saying that by Yom Kippur, right? Because then you should say that Yom Kippur too, because, okay, Hotzah just shouldn't apply. Right? So part of the idea is like the Rambam, yeah, so the Rambam sees Hotzah as being, you know, somewhat like this unique malach, because, right, we saw it when we were talking about Hotzah, what we basically thought was, according to the Rambam, Hotzah is a malacha, me'avos malacha, to quote the Rambam, but unlike the other malachos, which are malachos because they're malacha, because they're creative, the Rambam thought that Hotzah is a malacha because it undermines the nature of the day of Shabbos as Shabbaton, right? That Hotzah, you know, basically allows you to engage in commerce and to engage in your regular labors, and it turns Shabbos into not Shabbos, right? It undermines the Eidos, it undermines the bris, really mostly the Rambam emphasizes, right, the bris between B'nai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by, you know, having the person, you know, do the regular labors, that undermines the bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? Which is also why the Rambam thinks that on Yontif, Shalotehe Kimisha Yadav Asuro Slow, right? The point of Yontif isn't that you should, you know, you should, you're testifying to this bris between us and God, and therefore, right, your hands are usher to you, you're sitting in and being shoves and having Shabbaton. Right? The point of Yom Tov is a day that's miuchad for celebrating, you know, X, right? Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shabbat Vahoda, you know, Chag HaAsif. It's a day of remembering of you know, being actively building up, right, the Kedusha and the, you know, the Simcha related to a particular ideal and a particular goal. And as such, the Rambam thinks that Hotzah is mutter on those days, right? Because the whole point is it's not supposed to be a day where you're, you know, of Shabbaton. It's supposed to be a day where you are dedicated to, right, whatever the Toalas of the Yontif is, right? Now, what's interesting, though, is what the Rambam doesn't think that Hotzah is totally inapplicable. He just thinks that Hotzah is like always mutter, right? Which is also why it applies entirely on Yom Kippur. And why I think that explains our dinim a little bit by Tchumen. Because for the Rambam, what happens is, when it comes to Tchumen, is that Tchumen is the double flip side of what of Hotzah in terms of what happens by Yantif, right? On Shabbos, Hotzah is the least malachadik, right? But in a certain sense, the most important, critical in order to achieve, right, Shabbos being Shabbaton and a bris between us and Hashem, right? So what happens is for Yom Tov, right, it's the least, you know, important because we want you to be able to, right, go and do certain things, right? Create Yom Tov, create the Avirah of Yom Tov, create Simchas Yom Tov, right? On the other hand, Tchumen, again, would undermine that, right? Because Tchumen is basically you traveling instead of having Simchas Yom Tov, traveling instead of accomplishing the purposes of Yom Tov, right? So the Rambam actually thinks that if you held like Rabbi Akiva, then Tchumen is a malacha. And then of course it's Aser, it's always Aser, just, and Hotzah is always Aser, right? But Tchumen isn't a malacha, Tchumen is about accomplishing, right, the toelas of the day. Right. So therefore, the Rambam says, what's the Isser Doraisa of Tchumen? What's the Shir? We paskin, there's no Shir. Why do we paskin, there's no Shir? Right? Because it's not a formal Isser of, oh, there's a certain action which is prohibited. Right? Tchumen is a way of us of creating, right, a certain nature to Shabbos. Right? Tchumen says, oh, Alpai Mama, you're already, you know, started moving around on Shabbos. You're not relaxing or you're not staying in place. Yud Beis Mil is already, you are already, you know, you're already traveling, you're going on intercity, caravans, and that's already, you know, definitely Aser Midaraisa. But everything in between is already Aser, right? There's no objective Shir Midaraisa because it all depends on how much it's Pogea on your Shabbos or Pogea in your Yom Tov. So for the Rambam, interestingly enough, right, you can have this lesser, Al Yetze and Al Yotzi work separately, but they're fundamentally based on the same idea, right? That you should be having this avira of Shabbos and this unique nature of Shabbos. So just to, you know, to go back to our board, right? What happens is, right, it is a common denominator, right? The common denominator is this idea of, you know, shvuish tachta, v'yitza ish bimkomo, right? You should be having Shabbos or you should be having Yom Tov, right? But the application is basically different each time, right? There's this core idea, but that idea says, oh, actually on Yom Tov, right, the manifestation of this din should only be Tchumen and not be Hotzah. On Shabbos, it should be both, right? And then again, it's not a malacha. Tchumen is not a malacha. Why? Right? Because there's no objective clash between Tchumen and Shabbos. Right? It's always a subjective clash. As opposed to Hotzah, let's say, which also has an element of an objective clash. And therefore, right, so the Rambam says, oh, Tchumen applies on Yom Tov, but not Hotzah. And just want to add in one last point, is that why does the Rambam switch between Psukim in Shkagos versus Hilchos Shabbos? Because in terms of Hotza and Eruvin, right, they're really two separate ideas. Lemaisa, in terms of application, right? Because when it comes to the practical application, what happens is you have Tchumen, and Tchumen is about the impact of what you're doing that it has on you, right? And that's why there's no objective shear, right? It's objective. When it comes to Hotza, right, Al-Yeti, by Aviru Kol B'machene, right? By Yomar Al-Yasu Od La'avodas HaMelachas HaMikdash Vayichaleha Me'avi, right? We say there that you see that there's an objective melacha in Hotza, right? If you have Rabbeinu Hananel's Makor, it has nothing to do with it. It wasn't on Shabbos. That just shows that Hotza can be considered a melacha, right? There's an objective melacha status to Hotza. Now that pasuk tells me that there's an objective melacha status to Hotza, but that makes it part of the Avos Malacha, right? Hotza is Av Me Avos Malacha. In Shkagos, what's the Rambam trying to say? That Hotza is considered a Guf Bifnei Atzma. It's not just one of the Avos Malacha, right? It's unique. It stands independently. Why? Because Hotza basically sits in the Venn diagram between two concepts, right? You have Malacha, right? And you have, let's say, Shvisa / Menucha, okay? And Hotza sits right here. Okay? Hotza actually sits on the intersect of these two, right? Vayichaleha Mehavi and Ayite Ishmim Komo. Now Tchumen, right, this is Tchumen also. And this is the Lamentas Malachos. Right? And on Shabbos, right, the reason why you're getting Skin Like Karis is because of this. Right? But on Yom Tov, the reason why it's Aser is because of this. Why? Because the nature of Yom Tov isn't that Malacha is Aser. Malacha is Aser for a certain end. And Hotza doesn't meet those ends, right? But when it comes to Tchumen, Tchumen does, right? So Hotza actually, it says in the Rambam, Hotza has a dual nature. Hotza is simultaneously a form of Malacha, right? Because of, right, it's the ultimate in constructive activity, right? But it also, but because of that, it's also the most disruptive to Shvisa and Menucha. But it also can be, right, extremely useful. Because on Yom Tov, if you want to accomplish Simchas Yom Tov, right, then you need to be constructive, right? You're constructing Simchas Yom Tov. So ironically, right, Hotza would not apply on Yom Tov, right, even though where Tchumen would. But of course, how are we going to define Tchumen, right? Tchumen is essentially part of the common denominator of Hotza, right? It's all about removing, of going outside of your private domain and into the public domain, right? Either about moving your objects there, right? Especially your commercial, items for commercial purposes, but also just in general, and also moving around yourself, right? Going on a caravan, or even just walking far away to go and look at your field. All that is true, right? All that's going to happen where? All that has to happen in a public domain, right? If you're walking around inside your private domain, if you're walking, swimming in the ocean, right? Then already, right, we can't say, yitze ishmim komo, because you haven't left your makom. That's not a real makom, right? You traveled far away, okay, but right? It's all coming from this common denominator. So, of course, Hotza only applies in Rosh Sarab. But not because you can't pull the rope from both ends, right? But because it has this common denominator, but nonetheless, you could still split between Yom Tov and Shabbos, and between Tchumen and Hotza. Okay, I think we're going to stop there.